Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A happy Wednesday. Welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. We got a great show coming up for you guys on this Wednesday. More bets to give out in college hoops. We got another really good slate of games. We hit A&M last night outright against Auburn, Arkansas against Vanderbilt. Try and give out a couple more winners today over the next 30 minutes. Our guy Chase Kitty going to join us. We'll talk some college hoops with him. Also get some thoughts on Indian Wells and how to bet the Dallas Mavericks as well. Lucy Burge will join us later on to talk some baseball. We're previewing the Cleveland Guardians today on the show. And then also we got the Arnold Palmer Invitational, a little golfing with Glasser. Really good event on the PGA Tour. All the big names on the tour are playing this week, so we'll break down that event once more. And then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. Any questions, any comments, any best bets that you guys have for us, any questions about tonight's college basketball slate, send them in at the BetMGM Network. You can hit us up on YouTube, on Twitch, on X as well. And if you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, make sure you guys check out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Let's get rolling on a Wednesday. We go to the Glasser guest line to check in with Chase Kitty, who joins us. Make sure you guys are following Chase on X at Chase A. Kitty, writer for BetMGM, joining us each and every Wednesday right here on Send It In. Chase, last night was an awesome night of college hoops, man. Like that window, 10 p.m. Eastern time, we had all these games coming down the wire, kind of like an appetizer for what we have coming over the next couple weeks. We had some massive upsets. BYU goes into Ames, double overtime. They take down Iowa State. A&M upsets Auburn, gives them their third loss of the season. Which of those games surprised you more, and were you more impressed, Chase, with BYU or A&M?
I think A&M's the answer. I think Iowa State's backcourt's kind of had some health issues. I don't think they're 100% right now. And BYU, I just think the last month, the body of work that they've put on paper has been really impressive. So, you know, anytime you go to Iowa State and you win, I think that's a big deal. I don't want to downplay that. But in terms of shock factor, in terms of what impressed me more, I do think it's A&M getting the win over an Auburn team that's looked pretty unstoppable for almost the entire season. 16 quad one wins. It would have been 17 last night if they had beaten A&M. So I think the answer is A&M. And I think it's also in it's not like Auburn played a bad game and A&M still won. Auburn shot 50% from the field. They hit 9 threes, shot 41% from behind the arc. They only missed 2 free throws on the entire night. They had more steals than A&M. They had more blocks than A&M. So how did they lose anyway? And it's because A&M is so good at the thing they're almost always good at, which is offensive rebounding. They get those second chance points. They beat up Auburn in the front court and on the glass. 24 offensive rebounds. They won the rebounding battle 41-25. So I think what that tells you is Texas A&M's style of play, their strength, when they really have it right and cooking, can go against pretty much anybody. And I think you have to feel good about that if you're an Aggies fan going into the tournament.
Yeah, no doubt. So we had those two upsets yesterday. Then we also had Texas upset Mississippi State. We had Arkansas take down Vanderbilt. A couple of huge wins for both of those teams. It feels like at this point, Arkansas is probably a little bit safer to get into the tournament. They swept the season series against Texas. So if you're comparing those two teams, obviously that's a big data point. But how should both fan bases feel about these teams, Chase? And do you like either one of these teams if they do end up making the tournament?
No is really the answer to the last question. I'm not super afraid of either one of them. That's the kind of thing that I know gets clipped when you're wrong in 3 weeks, but I don't think I'm like shaking in my boots about either team. I think Texas is going to miss the field. I wouldn't feel good at all as a Longhorns fan right now. I think you said it right there, PJ. The season sweep for Arkansas, right? Mm-hmm. Texas beats LSU on February 1st. Since then, they're 2-6. They got swept by Arkansas in that time span. So the last month they lost both those games to Arkansas. They lost to last place South Carolina. They're both 5-9 in quad one games. And I think you can see similar stats for a lot of these SEC bubble teams. I think Georgia's kind of in that zone. I want to say Oklahoma's 4-10. So when you have this massive bubble because the SEC is so, so good, you know they're not getting 15 teams in. So you have to start to look for ways to differentiate all of them. I think head-to-head really matters there. I think sometimes we overinflate the importance of head-to-head, but in this case, when you have all of these teams from the same conference on the bubble, you're going to have to look at something. I think that's going to matter. I think you definitely feel better about Arkansas going in than Texas right now.
All right, let's talk about some of tonight's games, Chase, because we got some good ones, man. In the Big Ten, we got the Terps taking on Michigan. How do you feel about this game? Michigan has moved to a 2.5-point favorite, total 152.5. The last 9 wins that the Wolverines have had have been by 4 points or less. So when they've been winning, they've been tight games. What do you like in tonight's matchup?
Yeah, I don't know that I'm going to have action in this game just because I think there's a lot of better opportunities across multiple sports. But I would highlight maybe a slightly different version of something you were already pointing at there. Michigan hasn't covered a game as a home favorite they've covered one game as a home favorite since Christmas. So that's a really long amount of time to not cover these numbers. And I think because of that, the point spreads have come down and the buy point has been lower. So maybe I think there's an argument you could say, well, there's an angle here to buy Michigan low, whereas a month ago they would have been laying 7.5 in this game. Maybe now they're laying 2.5. I understand the logic for that. I would rather just buy the Michigan money line and have that exposure on the game at a slightly lower payout. Ultimately, I probably won't bet this game at all, and I'll be looking at other spots.
What about the top 10 matchup in Tuscaloosa tonight between Bama and Florida, tied favored by 3.5? Anytime you're dealing with the Bama game, the total's always going to be high. This one's 178.5. Chase, you doing anything with this one?
Yeah, I like the over. I think anytime, and this goes beyond college basketball, when you see really high totals and really low totals, that's where I like to get involved. I like to play low total unders. I like to play high total overs. It's contrarian. I think people freak out when they see totals this high, and indeed, I went in the Action app about an hour ago, and I saw about 3/4 of the action, at least according to that app, is on the under, just because people are freaking out about the total. I haven't gone in and looked at our internal numbers at BetMGM yet, but I'm guessing you might see something similar. I like the over. Alabama and Florida haven't played since last year in the SEC tournament. That game, they scored 190 points, and Alabama didn't even shoot that well in that game. So I think there's a very clear reason this number is the way it is. These are very efficient offenses. Alabama's the fastest-paced team in college basketball. I think we're going to see a lot of points, so give me the over.
Couple other good games we got tonight, Chase. Marquette's taking on UConn. Tennessee travels to Oxford to take on Ole Miss. If you had to take one of those underdogs, Marquette or Ole Miss, who would you side with between those two?
It's Ole Miss for me, almost by default. Part of the reason is because of the market, right? The line is moving toward Ole Miss. They were 3.5 a couple hours ago. Now they're plus 2.5. But the other thing is I just like the UConn side straight up in the Marquette game. It's not that I don't like Marquette. It's that I actively have a bet on UConn. I'm not a big trends guy, but I think lots of people that listen to me regularly know one of the only trends I pay serious attention to is the unranked favorite against the ranked underdog. You see it sometimes in college football. Here we have it in college basketball. UConn playing against a ranked Marquette team, but they're the home favorite, so that's just almost an automatic bet for me every time. I would bet Ole Miss by default because I just hate the Marquette side.
Want to talk a little tennis with you, Chase. Before we do, though, any other plays for you in college basketball?
Not as of right now, but maybe if you're super looking for action, I would check my Twitter in a couple hours because I'll be able to go back and dig out a couple more numbers.
All right, very good. Well, what about tennis? We got Indian Wells starting today. They call it the fifth major outside of the majors in tennis. This is always one of the premier events. What angles do you got for us?
Yeah, the first half of the Sunshine Double, big, big draw in California over there. You got 96 players in the singles tournament on the men's side and then another 96 on the women's. So it's a giant match. There's lots of room for action if you're looking. One match I would spotlight this afternoon, so you got a few hours to get this over the counter, is Colton Smith, who is a American qualifier that nobody has ever heard of unless you are deep, deep, deep in the well on the tennis stuff. He's plus 110 against Flavio Cabelli, who is an Italian. A lot of times the Italians strong on clay. They struggle on hard court, and indeed Cabelli is 0-6 this year. All of those matches on hard court. Indian Wells is a hard court match. So he's a nominal favorite at minus 140 because of the name value. He's a top 50 player. Colton Smith, actually, I think at plus 110, he has the form. He made it out of the qualifying bracket, and I think there's a reason this number's so tight. I think you're going to see a qualifier get a main draw win.
All right, I like it. And then, Chase, before we let you go, I know you want to talk about the Dallas Mavericks, obviously just all the injuries that they've suffered since trading away Luka Doncic. How are you betting the Mavericks moving forward?
Yeah, really quick. You're just thinking about ways to get involved and play the news cycle. And with all the injuries, what I'm thinking about is the Dallas Mavericks team defense. They're kind of a middle-of-the-road team in terms of opponent assists allowed per game. The last three games, they're right there near the bottom of the NBA with your Charlottes and Wembanyama-less, the Spurs and New Orleans, and just like the worst teams in the league. So how do you capitalize on that? They're playing the Bucks tonight. Giannis over 6.5 assists. Maybe you take a shot at Brooke Lopez over 1.5 assists, even though that's incredibly juiced. I still think there's value there. And then Giannis triple-double, 5-1, I think is in play.
All right, there you go. Chase Kitty, make sure you guys are following him on X at Chase A. Kitty. Might have some college basketball plays for you coming up a little later on in the day. Writer for BetMGM joins us each and every Wednesday right here on Send It In. Chase, always appreciate the time, sir. Talk to you next week.
Yep, thanks, PJ.
You got it. All right, guys, let's keep it rolling here. Give out some best bets on today's college basketball slate. And we'll start with those two big matchups that we have tonight, the two ranked matchups. Number 13, Maryland, traveling to Ann Arbor to take on number 17, Michigan. Wolverines, 2.5-point favorites. The total is 153.5. This game, to be honest with you guys, kind of scares me. I don't know what to do with it. I think this is a great game to bet live. As I was talking about with Chase, Michigan has won 9 straight games. Or I should say, the 9 games that they have won have all been decided by 4 points or less. Their last 9 wins have been decided by 4 points or less. So when Michigan is winning games, they are not winning them by a lot, right? Which I think makes them such a great live betting team, because if Michigan gets up double digits in this game, you could get a plus 8.5, plus 10.5 on the Terps, and then I think that's a good buy. On the flip side, if Maryland gets up early in this game, I would expect Michigan to come back and make it close. So I don't really want to bet this game from the start, but I think of all the games on the schedule tonight, this is one of the better live betting opportunities, so I would look to get involved in Maryland and Michigan live and in-game. Then we got Florida and Alabama, and I am right in lockstep with Chase. I love the over in this game at 178.5. Here's a great stat for you guys. Bama and SEC play this season has played against 10 ranked opponents. In 7 of those 10 games, the combined score has been 179 or more points. And tonight we get the total of 178.5. Again, it's a big number. It's going to scare off a lot of people. Florida's a really good defensive team. Bama's starting to get a little bit better on that side of the ball. But both of these teams are tremendous offensive teams. They both like playing at a fast pace. And I think you're going to see a ton of points scored in this game. You look at some of the big games that Bama has played this season, right? Auburn game was 94-85. The Missouri game was 110-98. They played Kentucky earlier in the year. It was 102-97. So in some of these top 10, top 15 matchups that Bama has been involved in, you've seen some high-scoring games. I think we get another high-scoring game tonight, so I like over 178.5 between Bama and Florida. Then we got a matchup in the Big East tonight, Xavier and Butler. This one's really interesting. Xavier opened up last night at 1.5-point favorites at Butler. Now they've gotten steamed all the way up to 4.5. They're back down to 3.5 right now. I think if you can get him at 4.5, I think Butler's probably the play. 3 points of line movement is just way too much. There's no major injuries. There's nobody who's going to be out of this game for Butler. Xavier's not getting anybody back. So for this line to just get steamed, 3 points I think is too much. I would look at Butler tonight plus the points against Xavier. Then I'll take Colorado plus a whole lot of points, plus 17.5 against Texas Tech tonight with a total of 141.5. We talked about it yesterday with Auburn, right? As great as Auburn has been this season, they showed us after their big win against Bama that they can have a little bit of a letdown, and they had another one last night against Texas A&M. Well, Texas Tech is the same way. They had a part in their schedule about a month ago where they played at Houston, home against Baylor, and at Arizona. The following game, they were home against Arizona State as a 16.5-point favorite, and that game went to double overtime. Well, here's Texas Tech. They played home against Houston last Monday. Then they just had a massive win at Kansas on Saturday. Now, here they come home. They're laying a whole bunch of points against Colorado. I think we could be in for another Texas Tech letdown tonight. I'll take the Buffs plus 18.5. Then we got Missouri tonight. Number 15, Mizzou on the road taking on Oklahoma. Missouri laying 4.5. The total in the game is 161.5. I like Missouri's team total over at 83.5 points. Missouri has scored 84 points or more in 5 straight games. So they've gone over this team total in 5 straight games. They played Oklahoma earlier this season. They scored 82 points in that game. So Missouri's offense is a wagon. They're rolling right now. Oklahoma's defense has been struggling as of late, and they've been playing in some higher scoring games. So is Missouri. I think both teams could be in for another high scoring game tonight. We'll go team total over for Mizzou at 83.5. Then we have number 12, Wisconsin, on the road taking on Minnesota tonight with the total of 139.5. I'm staying away from this game. The Badgers opened up as 7.5-point favorites. Now they're down to 6.5-point favorites. And Minnesota's been a funny team here over the last 3 weeks. They've won their last 3 road games, but they've dropped their last 2 home games. They're at home tonight taking on Wisconsin, who's starting to fall back down to earth a little bit after playing out of their mind for like a month. This could be an interesting game, and Minnesota's played in some lower scoring games. This, to me, could be one of those correlated games. If you like Wisconsin, I would look over. If you like Minnesota, I would take the under in the game. Then we got this Big East matchup between number 20 Marquette taking on UConn. Again, one of these ranked against unranked teams, and the unranked team is favored at home. I'm not going to lay the 3.5 with UConn, but I do like them as a money line parlay piece tonight. I would look at the Huskies minus 185 to get the win. UConn did win in Milwaukee earlier this year, so certainly Marquette will be looking for some revenge in stores tonight. I don't think they're going to get it, though. I like UConn to win the game. Think they're a great money line piece. Give me Tennessee tonight, minus 2.5 at Ole Miss. The total in the game is 138.5. So Ole Miss is another one of these matchup-oriented teams, right? Ole Miss is safely into the NCAA tournament. They're 9-7 in SEC play. Ole Miss has done a great job this year in league play of beating the teams that they're supposed to beat. They don't have any bad losses. They haven't lost to Oklahoma, LSU, South Carolina, Arkansas. They've beaten all the teams that they've supposed to beat, but they have struggled in the ranked matchups. Their 2 wins have come against Bama and Kentucky, teams with elite offenses and teams that aren't great on defense. The teams that are physical and can rebound really well and are defensive-minded like they are, the Mississippi States, the Texas A&Ms, they've struggled against those teams. I think they struggle again tonight against Tennessee. Give me the Vols, minus 2.5 against Ole Miss. And then finally, we got a game for you guys out of the OVC, the Ohio Valley Conference. This is just a numbers play for me. This is a market indicator. You have the number 8 seed in the OVC, Tennessee Martin, as a slight favorite over the 5 seed, Tennessee Tech. I think a lot of people are going to see the 5 seed as an underdog. They're going to bet them, but we'll roll with UT Martin tonight, minus 118, to get the win over Tennessee Tech. All right, let's talk some golf here on Send It In. Go a little golfing with Glasser. We got the Arnold Palmer Invitational teeing off tomorrow at Bay Hill. Yesterday, we talked about some of the golfers that I like. Today, we'll dive a little bit deeper into the weeds, look at some specials that I like, that I don't like. We'll start with Ludvig Åberg. Look at him tomorrow to make 5 or more birdies or eagles at plus 130. We got 4 par fives on this golf course, which is where you really have to take advantage. You also have some other holes where you can make birdie. Ludwig tends to play tough golf courses very well, and he tends to get off to good starts. He's going to be my bet tomorrow for first round leader. I would look at Ludwig to get off to a hot start. I'll take him plus 130 to have five or more birdies or eagles tomorrow in round one. Then we have the top Australian market. I would look at Minwoo Lee at plus 225. Adam Scott right now is plus 250. You got Jason Day up there, Cameron Davis as well. But I think Minwoo Lee's game is best suited here for Bay Hill. Jason Day's got some good course history at this track, but I think Minwoo Lee, with his distance, how accurate he can be at times, I would look at Minwoo plus 225 to be the top Australian this week. Give me Rory McIlroy, top five at plus 150. Rory has played this six of the last 8 years. He's finished top 10 at this golf course. You're getting a plus 150 on him and finishing the top five. Rory's playing good golf. He's in great form. As long as he putts pretty well this week, he's going to be inside the top five. So I like that at plus 150. Then we have guys like Tony Finau, Will Zalatoris, both plus 140 to finish in the top 20. I would avoid Tony this week. He really hasn't played Bay Hill all that much. He's only played this course twice in the last 7 years, and he really hasn't fared well in either of those trips. Meanwhile, Willie Z is obviously still trying to work his way back from his back injury a couple years ago. But these are the kind of courses, when Willie Z's right, that he was made to play on. Tough, difficult courses where you got to drive it long and you got to drive it straight. So between the two, I would look at Willie Z at plus 140. Couple of first round two balls I would keep an eye on tomorrow. Colin Morikawa against Keegan Bradley. Give me Keegan Bradley at plus 120. Keegan's got great course history at Bay Hill. Three of the last 4 years, he's finished inside the top 11. He tends to get off to a good start. Thinks he gets off to another good start tomorrow. So I like Keegan. I also like Justin Thomas in a head-to-head matchup tomorrow against Xander Schauffele. Xander is making his first start back from his injury. JT's been playing really good golf, and I think he could have a really good week. So I like JT minus 110 this week in a matchup against Xander. I also like Tommy Fleetwood minus 110 against Patrick Cantlay as well. I would keep an eye on Tommy Fleetwood. I can't trust him to win, but certainly could be a factor this week. One of the most accurate players on the PGA Tour. All right, real quick, let's talk some baseball. Little glass ball here. As we look at the Cleveland Guardians today and how they are going to fare in the AL Central. AL Central is going to be a fun division. You had three teams make it out of that division last year in the playoffs: the Royals, the Tigers, the Guardians. You had the Guardians and the Tigers both play each other in the ALDS. The Royals also advanced to the ALDS. It feels like, of those three teams, though, people are high once again on the Royals. They're high again on the Tigers. But a lot of people aren't buying in on this Cleveland Guardians team, and the odds are reflecting that, right? Their win total is at 82.5, and it's juiced to the under at minus 120. For them to make the playoffs, it is plus 125. I get the concerns around Cleveland. No doubt they lost Josh Naylor in the offseason. He's been a great bat for them in the middle of that order, one of the leaders in that clubhouse. They also lost a couple of guys in their starting rotation, Tristan McKenzie no longer there. So they really need Tanner Beebe to be great for them this year, because there's no more Shane Bieber, there's no more Tristan McKenzie, but they still have the best bullpen probably in all of baseball, in the American League, certainly. Class A is the best closer in the sport. Hunter Gaddis is a great setup man. They're really good in the back end of the bullpen. And Stephen Vogt, year one as Guardians manager, all things considered, did a heck of a job. If the Guardians have the lead going into the eighth inning, they're just not going to lose. It's that plain and simple. They're so good at slamming the door shut and getting those final six outs. Now, offensively, no more Josh Naylor for Cleveland, but they still have Jose Ramirez, who remains one of the most underrated players in all of baseball. Stephen Kwan's one of the best leadoff hitters in baseball. He's also a tremendous fielder. They traded for Lane Thomas at the deadline last year. He's going to be with them. They have Big Christmas, John Kweski, Noel. So Cleveland is just one of these teams. They're in a small market. They're never on national television. They don't have any sexy players or any franchise-caliber players on their team, but they just win games every single year. So I think we're getting some good prices on Cleveland. I like the over 82.5 wins, especially at even money. I like the Guardians to make the playoffs at plus 125. I think they're going to run it back and win this division yet again this year. Feels like whenever people count out the Guardians, that's when they play their best baseball, and I think they're going to have another good season coming up here in 2025. All right, let's go to the Lions Den. Check in with Lucy Burge, who is joining us. Make sure you guys are following Lucy on X at Lucille Burge, BetMGM Network writer, joining us here on Send It In. Lucy, great to have you on. As always, what are the best bets that you have for us tonight?
Yes, PJ, I have three NBA bets for this evening. The first one is the Cavaliers minus 10.5 against the Heat. The Cavaliers beat the Heat by 20 last time they faced each other, and they are averaging 13 more points scored per game than the Heat. The Heat are 12-20-1 against the spread on the road, while the Cavaliers are 20-11-1 against the spread at home, and they have covered three of their last four. So I'm taking the Cavaliers minus 10.5 tonight, and then the Pistons minus 4.5 against the Clippers. The Clippers have not covered since February 12th, and the Pistons have covered 8 of their last 9. The Pistons have also covered their last 5 on the road, and the Clippers have only won 1 of their last 7 games. The Pistons have only lost 1 of their last 11. They are a wagon right now, so I'm taking them minus 4.5, and then the Timberwolves minus 9.5. A bunch of favorites here, but I think the Hornets are, you know, the worst team in the NBA besides the Wizards. And the Timberwolves have won 34 games, and they have a winning against the spread record on the road, covering in 2 of their last 4 away from home, and they have covered in their last 2 as well. The Hornets have lost their last 7, and they've only covered once in their last 6 games. At home, they've only covered in their last 5, once in their last 5. In November, the Timberwolves beat the Hornets 114-93. I think this will be a similar outcome here, minus 9.5 for the Timberwolves to cover in this one.
All right, very good. Lucy, we were just talking about the Cleveland Guardians. A lot of people feels like are down on Cleveland just because of the offseason that they have. They lost a bunch of pieces. I think they're going to be good once again. What are your thoughts on the Guardians? Do you think they get back to the playoffs?
Well, PJ, I wish I had the optimism that you have about the Guardians, but I don't think they make the playoffs this year. Besides Jose Ramirez, I don't have a ton of faith in this offense. I don't think the team as a whole has what it takes to get to the playoffs. So I would take no, the bet on no, not as much value in that, I don't think, but I would take no on this team to make the playoffs this year.
All right, so we got the Guardians at plus 275 to win the division, Lucy. You don't like them. We got Minnesota, who's the favorite. Kansas City's right behind him. Detroit's right there. You can even get really ambitious and plant your flag with the Chicago White Sox. I know Shawnee Sharp is not on the show today, but I'm sure that we would find a way to get that clip to him somehow. Who do you like to win the AL Central?
Yes, just to, because Sean is, you know, Sean's our everything. So yes. I would take the White Sox to win the division. No, but they will. I think they will win more games than last year, like the organization said they would. So maybe they will. However, I'm very high on the Royals this season. I think they will win the division. They won 86 games last year, finished 6.5 games behind the Twins, but they've added Jonathan India. They still have Bobby Witt Jr. I think this will be a massive season for the Royals, and I would take them to win the division.
All right, very good. Lucy, before I let you go, Jose Ramirez to win AL MVP or Emmanuel Clase to win AL Reliever of the Year? Which one would you rather take? Jose's 18-1, Clase is 3-1. If you had a free bet, which would you take?
I would be salivating to take Clase for Reliever of the Year. He already won it last year, 0.61 ERA, and he only walked 10 batters in 74 appearances, finished third in Cy Young voting last season. So if he has this kind of year again, absolutely I would take him over Jose Ramirez for MVP.
I love it. I'm with you. I mean, Clase is the best closer in the sport. 3-1 feels like good value to me. Absolutely love it. Lucy Burge, make sure you guys are following her on X at Lucille Burge, BetMGM network writer joining us here on Send It In. Lucy, always appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, PJ. I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. All right, guys, let's wrap up the show here with some PJ's plays. We'll get to our prop lock of the day, and it's going to come out of that Bama-Florida game, right? All those points, 178.5 is the total. We like the over in the game, so we're going to take a player prop out of that game. We'll go Walter Clayton Jr., over 18.5 points, Florida's point guard tonight. Will Richard has scored 30 and 25 points in his last 2 games, yet his total is only sitting at 12.5 tonight. Elijah Martin still kind of trying to get healthy and work his way back from injury. This is a Walter Clayton game. I think he could go for 25. He might even go for 30. Maybe look at some alt lines, but we'll take the over 18.5 points tonight for Walter Clayton Jr., one of my favorite players in the country. I think he shows up tonight in a big way. Dog of the day, give me Colorado plus all them points, plus 18.5 against Texas Tech. Texas Tech is the way better team, and it's why they're favored by 18.5 points. But I do think we're going to get a little bit of a letdown out of Texas Tech. They're coming off of two games against Houston and Kansas, and earlier this season, they had a letdown spot when they were 16.5-point favorites against Arizona State, and they won that game in double overtime. Give me Colorado tonight to keep it within the number. And then finally, my best bet is going to be the over in Bama and Florida, over 178.5. Again, Bama has played 10 ranked games already in SEC play, 10 of them. And they have gone over 179 in 7 of those 10 games. Every Bama total is high, yet they keep going over it because their offense is that good. They play at the fastest pace in college basketball, and their defense is just bad enough where other teams are able to score with them as well. So we'll go over 178.5 in Bama and Florida as my best bet. And my dog of the day is going to be Colorado and our prop lock, Walter Clayton Jr., over 18.5 points. Thanks again to Chase Kitty, Lucy Burge for joining us today on the show. Chad Reuter joins us tomorrow to break down the NFL draft. See you guys then.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.